If severe weather is in the area, the Northeast Texas Weather Leader has you covered. Tune in to 88.9 KETR Commerce for all your weather coverage.
Broadcasting live from the campus of Texas A&M University Commerce, we're Lions After Dark on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm Gabby Estrada.
I'm Heather Hutchins.
And I'm David Bush, your favorite tri-host.
And you don't want to miss tonight because we're going to look at your weekend movies, the box office top hits, so I'm definitely excited to see which one came out on top over the weekend. And, of course, we have Mikey in tonight, and he's going to be telling us about the video games that are that are out this week on his Power Play segment tonight. Also, if you think you need to lose a couple of pounds after eating that delicious holiday dinner, you might want to stick around because we're going to let you know some ways that you can definitely work off that turkey. Right now, we're going to get started with Moves Like Jagger, Maroon 5, and Christina Aguilera here on Lions After Dark. Listening to Lions After Dark on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Lay. Sir. Yeah. Yeah.
Kane is in the building.
Yeah. Let's go.
All right. Already the show goes on all night. Till the morning we dream so long. Anybody ever wonder
up, I just laugh, put my kicks up on they desk, unaffected by they threats, then get busy on they see, that's how that shit tell me, man, that's how my daddy raised me, that glittering may not be gold, don't let nobody play me, if you are my homeboy, you never have to pay me, go on and put your hands up, when times is hard, you stand up, L.U.P. the man, cause a brand that the fans trust, so even if they ban, I still never slow my plans up. For the father that's there, three in the air for the kids in the ghetto, four for the kids that don't want to be there, none for the trying to hold him back, five in the air for the teacher not scared to tell those kids that's living in the ghetto that the holding back that the world is theirs. Yeah, yeah, the world is yours. I was once that little boy, terrified of the world. Now I'm on a world tour. I will give up everything, even start a world war for these ghetto girls and boys. I'm rapping around the world for Africa to New York, Haiti, then I detour, Oakland out to Oakland. Gaza Strip to Detroit, say hip-hop only destroy. Tell them, look at me, boy, I hope your son don't have a gun and never be a D-boy. You've been through, no matter what you into, no matter what you see when you look outside your window, brown grass or green grass, picket fence or barbed wire, never ever put them down, you just lift your arms higher, raise them till your arms tired, let them know you there, that you struggling, surviving, that you gon' persevere, yeah, ain't nobody leaving, nobody going home, even if they turn the lights out, the show is going on, alright.
Lines After Dark on your station, 88.9 KTR. I'm Gabby Estrada.
I'm Heather Hutchins.
And I'm your favorite tri-host,
David Bush. And I'm your favorite tri-host, David Bush.
We almost got away without him saying it this time.
And I
he had to repeat
hands.
It once the mic came on.
All right. And you were listening to Lupe Fiasco with The Show Goes On. And before that, we started off the hour with Maroon 5 and Moves Like Jagger. Right now, we got David with some weather.
All right, folks. Right outside the studio today here at KETR, we'd have a fair sky and 36 degrees Fahrenheit outside.
Cold.
Little chilly outside. We have a low tonight of 30 degrees, so it might get a little colder out there. Bundle up. Be sure to pull those plants in. Tomorrow is sunny with a high around 57. Tuesday night, again, mostly clear with a low around 29. Then Wednesday is sunny with a high around 56. Wednesday night, clear with a low around 35. And Thursday is mostly sunny with a high around 58. Now, Thursday night is mostly cloudy with a low around 38, and Friday is partly sunny again with a high of around 52. Closing out our forecast is Friday night with mostly cloudy around 36 degrees low.
Okay, and some events going on campus this week. Reminder that the G Library walk-in study group sessions are still going on around lunch, 12 to 2 every day. Monday through Thursday, and also 6 to 9 on Monday and Wednesday. Well, and Thursday. Is it every day? Well, it has a different name one day. But it looks like 6 to 9 or 12 to 2 in the library. You can go over and have some study time with your fellow classmates on any of your basic, like your core courses. So especially since it's getting toward the end of the year, if there's anything that you feel like you're falling behind on or you want to just get a little extra push before finals, then go over and check that out. Then also, there's movie night tomorrow night in the club, which is going to be Motorcycle Diaries. And it starts at 8 o'clock in the club. So that sounds like it'll be a fun one. Also, there's a Lion Student Forum at 4 o'clock, lasting until 5 on Wednesday. And that's going to be in the Student Center upstairs in the Pride Room. So all students are invited to attend this. It's sponsored by Dr. Mary Hendricks, which is the Vice President for Student Access and Success. So, you know, basically in charge of all the area that handles financial aid and registration and most of the things that, you know, you have to kind of work within the system here. So if there's anything, any concern or question that you have, you can bring that to their attention. Also student government there, I believe. And then on Friday, we have our planetarium show, Mystery of the Christmas Star. That's the Christmas show they have every year here in the Science Building Planetarium. So it's going to be at 7 and 8 on Friday. And at 7:30 on Saturday night, there's a candlelight holiday chorale concert. So this should be a really great opportunity to go check out some of our very gifted music students.
Mm-hmm. That's chorale, C-H-O-R-A-L-E, right?
Yes.
Not C-O-R-R.
Not like I'm going to corral the music students. Yeah, no. Right. But
And also, I also have a couple other events to be aware of. Wednesday, starting at 10 a.m., going on until 3 p.m. in the atrium at the Sam Rayburn Student Center. Make sure you stop by for the De-Stress Fest. They're going to have snacks, oxygen bar, massage, and goodies. So lots of awesome stuff to help you de-stress at the or getting closer to the end of the semester for sure, getting ready for those finals.
Did you say oxygen bar?
Yeah.
Oxygen bar? Wait, how's that work?
They have these little oxygen containers like that have, it's kind of like a fragrance therapy, I think that, you know, so aromatherapy type oxygen bar. It's okay. So weird. They hook you up to these nostril things, and they hook them up to your nose, and you breathe in air. It's so crazy. It's awesome,
doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't sound all that relaxing, but I'm sure it's really good for your health.
It's aromatherapy, pretty much. And also, don't forget Dance-a-thon on Wednesday. That's sponsored by Caribbean Student Association, Caribsa, and they're gonna have a dance-a-thon over at the Sam Rayburn Student Center. Tickets are on sale, so make sure that you see the Caribsa students for that. It's going to be benefiting the AIDS Foundation, so pretty cool stuff. Mark your calendar. That's Wednesday, 7 p.m. to 12 a.m. in the club. So that's going to be pretty cool. Pretty neat stuff, huh?
Sounds
just
awesome.
Found out about this, and I think it sounds pretty cool.
I think we're going to have to go take a hit of oxygen.
Yeah, that De-Stress Fest sounds really great. I'm definitely looking forward to that
definitely. One. Make sure you stay tuned because coming up next we have Mikey with Power Play telling us about some video games that are new this week. Keep it here on your station.
You're listening to Lions After Dark
on your station,
88.9
KETR.
I heard that you're settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard that your dreams came true. Guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Shy, ain't like you to hold back or hide from the light. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away. I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over.
sometimes it hurts and stays. You know how the time flies, only yesterday was the time of our lives. We were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days. I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best for you too. Don't forget me, I beg, I'll remember you say. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. Nothing compares, no worries or cares, regrets and mistakes, their memories made. Who would have known how bittersweet this would taste. Never mind, I'll find someone like you. I wish nothing but the best.
You're listening to Lions After Dark
on your station,
88.9
KETR.
All right.
just had some Foster the People here on Lions After Dark on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm Gabby Estrada.
I'm Heather Hutchins.
And I'm David Bush, your favorite tri-host.
And right now it is time for...
Ladies and gentlemen, for your video game news and update this week, here in the KETR studios is... Mikey with Power Play.
Woo! Yeah, you know the best part about that? I don't have to say tri-host or favorite special guest. That just does it for me.
Yeah.
Sorry, poking fun at you there.
Tell you what, I'll do, guys. I'll record my own little intro segment, and then I can introduce me every single break.
We will delete that as soon as we find it.
Or we'll just forget to play it.
No love here.
No love.
Oh, we just love picking on you, David.
Me and Gabby don't get our own intro, so you don't get your own intro.
Yeah.
You are just being selfish.
I get my own intro.
Yeah, because you're special.
Yay!
Yay! All right.
All right. So, new releases, nothing.
Not worth mentioning.
I'm not going to even talk about new releases because it's all like DS shovelware. And if you don't know what shovelware is, that just means like stuff that gets put on the shelf just to get put on the shelf.
Oh, okay. Just
It's stuff to shovel through to get to the good stuff.
Oh, okay.
But everyone get ready for Mario Kart for 3DS because it's coming out soon. And anyone who didn't know, Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword is out and available. Play it. It looks awesome, actually. I was kind of a skeptic about it, but it looks pretty good. We're going to move on to news because news is actually kind of interesting.
Okay.
Kind of. It's been kind of a slow week this week. Other than the Black Friday sales and the Cyber Monday sales going on, not much been going on in the news lately. Kinect 2 rumors have been surfacing, though. Like, people are already talking about the Kinect 2 already. It's just, like, crazy.
Really? Already?
Yeah. They're saying that it might read lips.
No way.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not for sure about being able to read lips, which would be great in the case of, like, you know, hearing impaired people.
Mm-hmm.
But I have heard that there's been some technical diagrams and stuff come out that seem to indicate that it should be able to do a lot more definition distinction than the original.
Yeah. But not that. If it can read lips, that means we might be able to input our own dialogue in.
That would be neat. Yeah.
Because then it could, like... That word means that,
what microphones are for?
Well, but they can only do so much with a hearing thing. If we actually if they can actually fine tune,
then you can record like something on your character.
It's kind of like how people read lips anyway. Okay. It's kind of like that. But then again, I don't know why they can't use the microphone just to hear it. But whatever, because right. I mean, it's got voice recognition, so I don't know.
Weird things you're trying to make.
I don't know. Well, it's hopefully that they will fix the Kinect 2 is the fact that I won't have to, like, clear out my entire living room just to make room for that sucker. Because, like, you know, it takes, like, a massive amount of space for it to read properly.
Really?
Hopefully they'll fix it. Like, there's a device you can buy for it right now that lets you kind of fix that.
Narrow down
but
the space.
But you can't get it out of box like that. So, like, you have to kind of, like, make your living room revolve around the Kinect in some ways.
Well, definitely big advancements on the horizon for that. At least that's so far what the rumors are indicating.
Right. Hopefully they're looking at the modding community because the mods for the Kinect are actually better than the actual games that I've seen. Like, you know, there's a invisible keyboard. You can type and it'll actually be like a
keyboard. Well, I'm seeing them probably market this new Kinect to also to PC owners too.
Hopefully. That's the fingers crossed. So, especially with all the modding, like I said.
Right.
Next topic I want to talk about is PSP Vita memory cards are already being priced, and they are ridiculous. They're ranging from $29.99 to $120.
Ouch.
For memory cards for the PSP Vita. Now, this is not too surprising, considering how when the PSP first launched, it had ridiculous memory cards as well. But what is going to suck about this is that the PSP Vita does not have a UMD drive, so it doesn't take discs. So the only way to keep your games is either on the hard drive in the Vita or a memory card. And I'm sorry, you're only going to get so many games on that small hard drive in the Vita.
I'm guessing that they're going to shoot themselves in the foot on this one.
Well, what probably is going to happen is like the price is going to drop because they were stupid expensive when the PSP came out, and then they like quick dropped. But I got one more surprise story for when we come back from the break.
All right.
So stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Listen to the Marketplace Morning Reports, offering morning business news for the rest of us in the time it takes to drink your first cup of coffee. It's a great way to start your day with reports at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 during Morning Edition. Get a head start on your day with the Marketplace Morning Reports. Weekday mornings on your station, 88.9 KETR.
More information on the most recent movies in theaters? Then tune in Friday mornings with Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
Got really good dialogue. Originally a Sam Peckinpah movie. It was shocking at the time.
Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner, and she joins KETR Friday mornings. It's the perfect place to get the information you want on the most recent movies. Only on your station, 88.9 KETR.
You're listening to Lions After Dark
on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Let's get it on. Yeah, y'all can come along. Everybody drinks on me, bought out the bar just to feel like I'm a star. Now I'm thanking the Academy. Missed my ride home, lost my iPhone. I wouldn't have it any other way. If it with me, let me hear you say the break of dawn, yeah, party on the lawn, whistle as the girls walk by, if the cops roll up, pour the cops a cup, cause everybody's here tonight. Call a taxi, pack the backseat, I wouldn't have it any other way, if you're with me, let me hear you say,
I like it like that, hey, when
the girls playing beer pong, get it back. We having fun partying till the break of dawn. Go grab a cup, I don't know what people waiting on. And I'm gonna want a girl that I know I can take home. In the zone, where I think I had lost my phone. You can tell by looking in the party, straight crack. And don't worry about girls, cause I like it like.
I'm backstated at my grandma's house. Only your clothes over there, that's grandma's couch. I be filming the friends too, yeah, I'm back on that. Double D chicks hugging, I got racks on racks. Like, I don't want the luxuries of a superstar. I'm just trying to chill with Molly at the hookah bar. You like cartoons, I make a hard mouse with a seatbelt. Put it in the car.
You're listening to Lions After Dark
on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Can't
After Dark on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm Gabby Estrada.
I'm Heather Hutchins.
And I'm David Bush, still your favorite tri-host.
Just had some Rihanna during the break there. We found love. Awesome. And then we had some new Hot Shell Ray. I like it like that. Do you like it like that?
No, actually, I don't.
You don't like it like that?
I do. I love if Hot I
were,
Shell Ray.
If I were on the soundboard, we would not like it like that at all.
Really? No. Okay. Well, we're coming back.
Power Play on Lions After Dark.
With
on
some
your
more
station,
power play.
88.9 KETR.
I think I scared everybody there.
That was like a nuclear warhead power play. I just didn't even know it was coming. Like, really, Gabby?
Here it comes. Yoom! It's just going to blast you.
Oh, man.
We should add.
I'd like that intro at some point.
We should add in
a
nuclear bomb.
Oh, yeah. We've got to fix that for you, Mikey.
Oh, I knew that wouldn't work.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Go, Mikey.
Go? Like, what? Oh, right. So, there was a rumor that's flying around right now, around the Sony camp. Some images got leaked of Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal, and some other images about a project that is currently under development. It's called Title Fight, or at least that's what everyone's calling it right now. It's a possible leakage. Leakage, that's my new... That's when stuff gets, like, really released before it probably should have. Everyone is jumping on the bandwagon saying that this is Sony's answer to Super Smash Brothers. They're saying that this is going to be a Sony version, basically, consisting of Sony characters. So they've already, like, in some of the images, you can see code for Kratos, Sweet Tooth, obviously, because of the image, Parappa the Rapper, if anyone remembers Parappa the Rapper.
That sounds like a terrible name.
It really is. But he's rapping, yo. All everywhere. It was bad. It was terrible.
Oh,
there might be some Jack. There might be some Dexter. Drake from Uncharted is said to be in there.
Little guys from Little Big Planet.
Yeah, actually Sackboy was kind of mentioned. Fat Princess was mentioned. Like, she's just going to be in there all fat and puffy and beating people. It's a rumor, though, so grain of salt, take it until we get confirmation. But they're probably going to have to say something about this, because I've not looked at a single gaming website where this has not been like, about it.
See, I don't know if they have the same ability to, work with it that Smash Brothers says.
You think that, but if you really think about all the Sony exclusive franchises they have just as big as a roster.
Well, it's not so much that they don't have, they have a great... That's one of the reasons I've always thought about getting a PlayStation is because they do have great exclusivity. But I'm thinking it's not as cartoony, in a
You're
way.
You're right, which means it's going to be more violent. I'm blood everywhere. No, I'm just kidding.
I know, but that's
Parappa the Rapper bleeding out.
No.
That's one of the things I really love about Smash Brothers is it has that cartoon element. You don't take it seriously. Well, I mean, you take it seriously. It destroys friendships, of course. But
it kind of does. We get into fights over Brawl. But I don't know. It could not. It just depends on where they take it. But I'm telling you right now, if the guy from Shadow of the Colossus is a playable character, I'll jump on that bandwagon.
That would be pretty neat, especially if he had some ultimates come in there.
Like, he just has a Colossus come down and just beat something. I'm bought. It's mine. But that's all the news I have for you this week. Maybe something will happen. Oh, if anyone is interested in the SWTOR beta, they're apparently giving out ways to get into that, like, candy on Halloween recently. It seems like everyone I've talked to has gotten into the beta, except for me, which makes me depressed, but not really, because I don't really play MMOs, but whatever. So, yeah, check that out. Go to EA's website. Become one with the Force or whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Star Wars. Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah. But that's all I got. There you go. That's Power Play.
May the Force be with you, Mike.
I reject your... How's your midichlorian count? I hear it's low. Oh, that's right. No one likes to talk about that.
I overcompensate for my low midichlorian count.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Mikey. And make sure you stay tuned, because we still have those weekend box office top hits, and we'll tell you how to work off that turkey dinner that you probably had a lot of during the break. Keep it here on your station.
My heart's a stereo. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Oh. Make me your radio. And turn me up when you feel low.
Turn it up a little bit.
Was meant for you. Right, so sing there. Along to my stereo.
Gym class heroes, baby.
If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if we had chicken travi, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. This is the last girl that played me, left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hands. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo. It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, oh. Make me your radio. And turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you. So sing along to my stereo.
If I was an old school 50-pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it higher every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hit it, sing along and take me by the hands. Keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. You know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
It beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Make me your radio. And turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you. So sing along to my stereo.
Public radio listeners are heavy users of bank services, home mortgages, and financial management planning. Are these listeners your customers? They can be. Become a KETR program underwriter. For more information, call 903-513-9684.
Last week on Car Talk, we demonstrated our usual sensitivity to callers with serious car problems.
What were you messing around? The thing was running perfectly all right. You already told us you were getting like 97 miles to the gallon, but no. You had to go change the plugs, the rotor, and the cap. Oh, it must have really needed them. It was only getting 97 miles to the gallon.
Don't miss the fun this week.
Join us for Car Talk.
Saturday morning at 10 on KETR.
Hey, it's Jared Knight, General Manager at KETR. By now, you've probably seen the new KETR.org. Have you found where to make a pledge? It's in the top right corner, and it's a yellow bar that says Support This Station. You can also access the KETR events calendar, information on all of our programs, and our entire daily or weekly programming schedule from right at the very top of the page. Take a minute to check out all the new and improved features at the new KETR.org.
We're your station here on your station.
88.9 KETR.
Oh, man, we're Lions After Dark. That's what I meant to say. We're Lions After Dark on your station.
88.9 KETR.
Thank you. And we'd like to know how you plan on working off that holiday dinner that you had over the break. I know I had like three. You had four, right, David?
I had four Thanksgiving dinners. It was delicious. I don't remember how many kinds of meat I ate.
That and sounds how many did great. You have?
I actually only had one Thanksgiving dinner this year. Usually I at least get a couple in.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have like one with the family and one with the friends or something like that. But
yeah.
Everybody was having their Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving, so.
No, I had like three in the same house with the same family. It's just that we had so much food that, and then, you know, my
yeah,
mom just kept cooking.
I got more in the fridge because my mom was like, here, I'm going to send you with this and that, and let me send you with some of this dessert and some pie and some corn and some dressing and just like
right.
every, like, everything that we had, she piled it up on me. So.
See, I'm so jealous because all my family, we polished off the entire. I mean, it seems like they ate everything. Four boys ate all the Thanksgiving stuff, so I didn't get sent home with any Thanksgiving.
Aww. See, it's right back because my mom grew up in a family with like tons and tons of kids and grandkids and aunts and uncles and cousins, and so she learned to cook for like 16 people.
Wow.
And she can't make like a small amount of food for two, for just me and her. She makes enough for like 10 people still.
An army, right. So make sure you let us know how you plan on working off all those weights, calories that you may have ingested during the break. So let us know on facebook.com/lionsafterdarkradio, and we'll share that with everyone else. Also, you can look us up on our blog on KETR.org page. We're under programs. But right now we're going to get some music. Make sure you stay tuned for the next hour to hear those tips. Right now we got Coldplay, Every Teardrop is a Waterfall.
I turn the music up, I got my records on. I shut the world outside until the lights come on. Maybe the streets are light, maybe the trees are gone. I feel my heart stop beating to my favorite song. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Lions After Dark
with Insomnia
on your station,
88.9
KETR.
It starts with
one thing. I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. Watch it count down to the end of the day. The clock takes life away. It's so unreal. Didn't look out below. Watch the time go right out the window. Trying to hold on to didn't even know. Or wasted it all just to watch you go. I kept everything inside and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to be will eventually be a memory of a time I tried so hard. Try, keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to remind myself how I tried so hard. In spite of the way you were mocking me, acting like I was part of your property, remembering all the times you fought with me, I'm surprised it got so. Things aren't the way they were before. You wouldn't even recognize me anymore. Not that you knew me back then, but it all comes back to me in the end. You kept everything inside, and even though I tried, it all fell apart. What it meant to me will eventually be a memory of a time when I tried so hard and got so far.
You're listening to Lions After Dark
on your station,
88.9
KETR.
What am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? You're one dimensional, you don't go that deep. Yeah, you can scream and fight with me half the night and then fall asleep. Yeah, you can wake up thinking nothing's wrong and my bags are packed. Yeah, you can tell me how you're missing me and I'll call me. Take a whole other song if you can. Give me everything you got to give. You're gonna find that you can chill out knowing I respect that I'm not on your mind. And I won't cry.
I won't cry.
Why should I?
I'll survive.
You're a guy that's alright. There's nothing more and nothing.
change the world, 'cause you're just a guy. That's alright. I know eventually you'll call, 'cause after all, you're just a guy.
Loving vampires, amoral zombies, righteous serial killers, and lots of God. I'm Krista Tippett. Join me next time with USC media and religion watcher Diane Winston on TV as a place where great writers and actors are telling the story of our time, playfully, violently, soulfully. Monsters We Love. That's the next On Being from APM.
Sunday morning at 9 on your station, 88.9 KETR.
I'm Jared Knight, General Manager at KETR. There's a lot more to me, though. In fact, there's a lot more to all the people that you hear each day on KETR. And there's a lot more people than you might think, too. You can now read all about us, see our pictures, or link up with us via email, Facebook, Twitter, or Google+, on our new profile pages when you click on Hosts at the top of the page on the new KETR.org.
Live, local, and commercial free. We're your station. 88.9 KETR Commerce.
You're listening to Lions After Dark here on your favorite radio station, KETR 88.9.
I'm Gabby Estrada.
I'm Heather Hutchins.
And I'm David Bush, your favorite tri-host.
And make sure you stick around, because we're going to be looking at your weekend box office top 10 movies of the weekend, so that's going to be fun. And also, let us know how you plan on working off your Thanksgiving dinner, and we'll let you know how we have some tips and stuff. I just can't word my words today.
You can't word your words?
No.
I can't brain today. I have the dumb.
that's me. Are you saying it because you can't brain, or can I can't brain?
I think
brain.
It's spreading over here.
I think it is spreading. There's something going around. All right. Keep it here on Lions After Dark. Right now we got some Nicki Minaj and Super Bass.
This one is for the boys with the booming system. Top down AC with the cooling system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke. He always in the air, but he never fly couch. He a drip, drip, sell her all the drip, drip. When he make a drip, drip, kiss him on a lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you look at me. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like pelican fly. I mean, you're so shy and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with the thing on his eye. Oh. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I mack them dudes up. Back coops up and chuck
well,
the dudes
you
up.
Got my heart. In the powwows, entrepreneurs again in the mowgows. He can bow with the cool, he can sell loud. But I think I like him better when he's out loud. And I think I like him better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the penny's coming off. Excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. You know, I really got a thing for American guys. I mean, sigh, sickening eyes. I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm acting dudes up. Back coops up and chuck oh,
the deuce
you
up.
Got my heart. Beating like a drum and it's coming your way. Can't you hear that?
You're listening to Lions After Dark
on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
You're listening to Lions After Dark on your radio station, 88.9 KETR. You just heard some Johnny Cash, Walk the Line. Now, that's some good music right there.
Online requests. Awesome. Thank you.
That is right. If you want an online request, go to our Facebook page, Lions After Dark Radio, on Facebook. Just go ahead and search for it.
Facebook.com/Lions After Dark Radio.
That's absolutely right. I'm David Bush, by the way.
I'm Gabby Estrada.
And I'm Heather Hutchins.
And here with your weather update, outside the studios right now, it's a cool 36 degrees Fahrenheit. Nice clear skies out, so make sure to bundle up before going out into the cold, or just stay inside close to the fire. Listen to some Christmas music is my recommendation. Tonight is bound to be mostly clear with a low of around 30. Tomorrow is looking to be sunny with a high of around 57. Tuesday night, again, mostly clear with a low around 29. And Wednesday, also sunny, high of around 56. Now, Wednesday night is also mostly clear with a low around 35. We're keeping that cool cool winter evenings going here tonight, folks. And Thursday is, again, mostly sunny with a high of around 58. Thursday now gets a little cloudy, low of around 38. And Friday is partly sunny with a high of around 52, followed by mostly cloudy Friday night with a low of around 36. And that's your five-day weather forecast here on KETR.
Okay, and some events going on this week around campus. We have our G Library walk-in study group sessions, and that's continuing Monday through Thursday around lunchtime, noon to 2, and also 6 to 9. So head over there and get some study time in for your core courses with some of your classmates. And a great opportunity, especially as the semester's nearing an end, if you want to make sure that, you know, you're all caught up on everything for your finals. Also, movie night tomorrow night in the club at 8, which is going to be Motorcycle Diaries. And I'm not really familiar with that one, but it sounds pretty cool.
I think I've heard of it. I'm not sure what it's about, but I have heard of it.
It's a journal from this, I can't pronounce his name, but he's a Cuban revolutionary or something.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Here, let me take a look at his name. I know who you're talking about.
No, you probably, I don't know if you do or not.
Che Guevara?
There you go.
Yeah.
Gabby,
he's got a funny looking beard.
I love how you said that, so American.
I don't know. I don't want to say the wrong thing. So I'm just going to go the American way. I can't be wrong if I start saying it like that. Don't want somebody to be like, yeah, you misspelled or you mispronounced.
I guess he'd be like even more embarrassed if you said it like wrong the spicy way or whatever.
There you go.
But so anyway, that one, it sounds like a pretty good movie there to go check out in the club tomorrow night. Also, the Lion Student Forum is 4 to 5 tomorrow, Wednesday afternoon, upstairs in the Student Center in the Pride Room. So that's hosted by Dr. Mary Hendricks. And so she's the Vice President for Student Access and Success. So most of the things that, the way that things are run, basically, with all of your registration process, your financial aid, all those things are located in the Student Access and Success Center. Then, you know, basically, if you have any questions or concerns, this is a great time to bring them up and speak with somebody who can kind of help get things going on track. Also, reminder that internet service will be interrupted 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. on early Thursday morning for...
if you're up that late.
Yeah. So they're kind of doing some stuff with the internet, so it will be down between then. And also, Planetarium Show, Mystery of the Christmas Star. That's going to be 7 and 8 on Friday in the Science Building here on campus. And a Candlelight Holiday Chorale Concert at 7:30 in the New Music Building on Saturday, 7:30 in the evening. And so this obviously will be it's going to be really great because our music students are really great.
Awesome. And also, if you are getting a little stressed out because it's towards the end of the semester now, there's going to be a De-Stress Fest Wednesday starting at 10 a.m. going on till 3 p.m. in the atrium at the Sam Rayburn Student Center. It's going to be a great opportunity to, you know, come in, enjoy some snacks, oxygen bar, which David didn't know what that was really. It's like aromatherapy bar.
Yeah, sure. Tell me your illicit oxygen.
No, and, you know, smell some scents.
Some scents.
Yeah.
Quotation mark, scents.
No, smell some good scents. There's also going to be massage and other goodies to help you de-stress towards the busiest time of the semester. And also, Wednesday, starting at 7 o'clock, there's a dance-a-thon that Caribsa is presenting, so that's going to be real fun. You can get your tickets pre-sailed. Just contact a Caribsa officer for that or at the door. And most importantly, it's benefiting the AIDS Foundation, so it's going to be really fun. You know, bring your dance attire and pack up your friends. It's going to be at the club, 7 p.m. to 12 a.m., so all night long dance-a-thon. Sounds pretty fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and there's also going to be door prizes, so that's going to be pretty cool. Cool stuff. And make sure you stay tuned because we got our weekend box office top hits and, of course, ways to work off that turkey dinner that you might have had this holiday. So keep it here on your station.
Yeah, I think you're cute, but I'm feeling you should know. This is Sherry Gardner. Public radio listeners are heavy users of bank services, home mortgages, and financial management planning. Are these listeners your customers? They can be. Become a KETR program underwriter. For more information, call 903-513-9684.
In our world, ideas can be liturgy. I'm Krista Tippett. Join me on Being. Generous conversation about the questions that matter most. What does it mean to be human? And how do we want to live? We explore with theologians, scientists, philosophers, thinkers, and activists every week from American Public Media.
Sunday morning at 9 on your station, 88.9 KETR.
It's me, Big Chris, the host of Up Next, the show that gives you the best. And I know that he's the newest, and the brightest rising stars from the A&M Commerce campus. I'm back for season 2 with more interviews and features. Tune in this Friday night at 9, following Notably Texan on your station, 88.9 KETR.
You're listening to Lions After Dark
on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Takes to come alive. It's the way I'm feeling. I just can't.
You're listening to Lions After Dark.
On your station,
88.9
KETR.
Starting to get into the holiday spirit here on Lions After Dark on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm Gabby Estrada.
I'm Heather Hutchins.
And I'm David Bush, your favorite tri host.
Awesome. And we just had some Simple Plan with My Christmas List. I love that song. Can never get tired of it.
Oh, yeah. I really love Simple Plan.
Awesome.
I still love Simple Plan. Yeah.
I have no idea what Simple Plan is.
How do you not know?
You're kidding.
You are way behind the
times. You gotta be kidding.
Am I back in middle school again? Are y'all going to gang up on me and call me
stupid?
No, just
Simple Plan
is still pretty big.
Maybe he just missed the boat on them.
You didn't catch the Simple
Plan. They were
boat.
Probably popular like 10 years ago.
They're still doing stuff, though, aren't
they? Yeah, they are. They just came out with a new CD because I saw them at Warped Tour, and they were selling the new CD there.
Right.
So how does their new sound? Is it good?
I actually don't have the new CD yet. Shame on me. But,
they're awesome.
Yeah, I still love Simple Plan and a great Christmas song there. We'll probably have a few more of those. If you have a Christmas song or any song you'd like to hear, facebook.com/LionsAfterDarkRadio. But right now we're going to be taking a look at our weekly box office hits.
Weekend box office top 10. All right, so coming in at our number 10 spot this week, we have Tower Heist. And that was actually number 6 last week, and it went down to number 10 this week. Number 9 this week is last week's number 10, so it actually went up one spot. It actually sold a few more tickets than it did last week. It's called The Descendants, and no, I'm not questioning what it's called. It's called The Descendants, and this is George Clooney, and so if you like George Clooney, you know, that's a good one to see. Number 8 dropped down from number 5 last week. Puss in Boots is finally making its way down the list. Yeah, it's almost getting bumped off, so Puss in Boots is hanging on there. Number 7 was last week's number 3, made a huge drop. It's called Immortals, and that's the one about the warrior, you know, leading the fight against that ruthless king. So that one looks like it definitely took a huge downfall there.
Looks like packed abs and great CG didn't save it.
No, I guess not. Number 6 was last week's number 4, Jack and Jill. I actually saw this one, and it was pretty funny. But, you know, it's maintaining its little spot there in the middle, but slowly going down. Number 5, it premiered over the weekend. It's called Hugo. And this is with Martin Scorsese, the director. It's a tale of a little resourceful boy on his quest to unlock an important secret left to him by his father. And it's got that little robotic man thing in the previews, and I think it looks pretty neat. Number 4 also premiered over the weekend. It's called Arthur. Arthur Christmas, actually.
This one looks really cute.
It does. It looks adorable. And this is about, you know, Santa Claus's son, Arthur, and his mission, you know, where no child gets left behind. One kid accidentally gets forgotten in Christmas, so that's real sad.
Maybe they didn't even deserve it. Maybe they needed a lump of coal.
No, it actually, shows you it's this little girl.
They know who's on the good list and the bad list,
exactly.
Obviously.
It was the little girl.
Maybe there's a clerical error.
It was broken. It was an error. It was an error, and they didn't realize it. Number 3, it was last week. This number 3 was actually number 2, and we got a little clip for it here.
We're bringing Fluffy back, yeah!
On November 18th...
Let's shake this world!
The Flock will rock.
He looks like a rainbow.
Yeah, like a rainbow with man-chi-chi.
Okay. No, that was Happy Feet 2. Last week it was number 2. This week it's number 3. And there was actually a lot of family movies out this weekend, so it happily maintained its up spot there. Number 2 also premiered over the weekend. It's called The Muppets. And I didn't get to see this, but I know a lot of people definitely flocked to the theaters to go see The Muppets. There was a big, big number difference there from The Muppets and Happy Feet 2.
Yeah.
Wow.
Happy Feet looks cute, but, you know, The Muppets are a classic. So.
Of course. Everybody, you know, everybody that was raised on The Muppets is probably going to go over and watch The Muppets. So, and then number 1, of course, still up on the charts. Last week, it was also number 1.
What he thought was the end was only the beginning.
You did this.
Bella, you're the enemy now.
The tribe won't hesitate.
You will be slaughtered.
Get ready. They're coming.
I'm not going to touch you.
Breaking Dawn, part 1.
Spoiler. So. She dies.
Oh, no. That's terrible.
You haven't even seen it. You have not even seen the movie.
Does she really?
We're not telling you that.
No, I don't even know because I don't even know who she is. No,
that
I'm
was
kidding.
Like, that was, look, I have not seen, disclaimer, I have not seen this movie.
Okay, so do not take what he said seriously. So there you go. You got your weekend box office top 10. Make sure you stay tuned. We have tips on how to work off that Thanksgiving dinner, and if you have your tips on how you plan on working off that Thanksgiving dinner, let us know on Facebook, facebook.com/LionsAfterDarkRadio. Keep it here. We got more coming up later.
Our human ancestors hunted and gathered. They survived and reproduced, and one day they began to ask why. I'm Krista Tippett. Join me on Being, spacious conversation about meaning, faith, and the immensity of 21st century lives. A journey of discovery from American Public Media.
Sunday morning at 9 on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Jared Knight here, and I want to take a quick second to tell you about a cool feature of the new KETR.org. A blessing and a curse of radio is how immediate information can be. Sometimes you hear a news story, but you want to know more, and it's already over. You can find our local news stories easily from the new KETR.org by using the simple site search tool in the upper right-hand corner. You can search headlines, shows, people, programs, anything related to KETR. Be sure to search out your favorite feature at the new KETR.org.
You're listening to Lions After Dark
on your station, 88.9 KETR.
When I walk on by, girls be looking like Debbie Fly. I pick to the beat, walking down the street in my new the freak, yeah. This is how I roll, animal print pants out of control. It's Red Bull with the big ass bro, and like Bruce Lee, I got the clout, yeah.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out. When I walk in the spot, yeah, this is what I see.
Sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it.
Yeah, when I'm at the mall, security just can't fight them all. And when I'm at the beach, I'm in a Speedo trying to tan my cheeks. But this is how I roll. Come on, ladies, it's time to go. We headed to the bar, baby, don't be nervous. No shoes, no shirt, and I still get service. Watch.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out.
Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body.
I work out. When I walk in the spot, yeah, this is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it, show it, show it, show it.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Aye.
I'm sexy and I know it.
Check it out. Check it out. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah. Wiggle, 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 yeah, yeah. Do the wiggle, man. I do the wiggle, man. Yeah. I'm sexy and I know it.
You're listening to Lions After Dark
on your station,
88.9
KETR.
I'm feeling sexy and free, like glitter's raining on me. You're like a shot of pure gold. I think I'm about to explode. I can taste the
ooh, ooh, ooh.
new Jesse J on Lions After Dark. That was Domino. And right now we're taking a look at some ways to shed those holiday pounds you put on Thanksgiving. So I'm sure, I mean, I definitely ate a lot and it was delicious, but it's probably not worth all of the calories that I got.
It was worth every calorie.
Well, it was, okay, it probably was worth it, but it's I don't want to keep them. So let's figure out what we need to do to kind of work off some of that.
Yes, and I mean, the thing is, I didn't even have that much turkey. Like, we had a teeny tiny turkey, so we didn't have very much turkey. However, we had a ton of Mexican food and other stuff, like burritos and potatoes and stuff. And I didn't have actual mashed potatoes till like the day after.
Well, that's fine. I didn't have two of my Thanksgiving dinners until after Thanksgiving.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Oh, fun mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah, I spaced it out just right.
Oh, good, good. Very good. And so here's some a couple of things that you can do to, you know, gradually work off some of that weight. And first of all, to burn just a couple calories from maybe the turkey or something, you know, about 100 more calories than that turkey. So just to burn a little over 100 calories, you can go out for a walk. So if you weigh around 140 pounds, heading out for about a 30-minute walk. If you weigh about 185, about a 23-minute walk, so pretty good there. So, also throwing a frisbee, you know,
frisbee?
Really, yeah, throwing a frisbee. If you throw a frisbee for, you know, about 10 minutes, you can burn about 30 calories. So, if you're out there playing frisbee for like 30 minutes, you're like burning like 30 calories. Or
that's
more.
I mean
60
you'd
calories.
You have to do that for a while though, because for that many, what is it, 60 calories?
Let's go play frisbee with the dog.
Yeah. I guess do that like all week, because we figured out that your Thanksgiving meal is probably like 3,000 calories.
But I mean, you're going to do all these like gradually, maybe, you know, throughout the week, maybe do it a few times.
Yeah. I would prefer the kind that you do a little bit of every day this week versus trying to, you know, just cram all in one day.
Right. And don't forget about, you can go running. You can burn about 160 calories if you take a 19 to 20 minute run, on the treadmill or around the block. Also, you can play touch football, play flag football, just play a game, you know, tag football. What's another good game that people run around in? Catch me if you can type game.
Quidditch.
Oh, I think these
Quidditch.
Are
Quidditch. There you go. Play Quidditch.
I think these are all great tips, even for regular everyday life. You know.
Yeah. Even doing yoga, you can burn like almost 200 calories doing like an hour of yoga. So yoga is actually, you know, because some people think that yoga doesn't really accomplish much because you're just, you know, standing there stretching.
I've seen big muscular guys who've gone around, you know, they have their own workout, and they're jacked, and then they go to try out yoga and they're sweating, you know.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. And try Pilates, which is like yoga on steroids. It's crazy. Also, shake your booty for like 20 minutes. That burns off like 100 calories.
I shake my booty all the time.
Shake it. Shake your booty. Like, why are you walking around shaking your booty? I'm burning calories. Okay.
Well, speaking of burning calories, I know that the MRC has a new boulder wall in over by Ooh. The rock wall. That's been a big expansion over there.
Really?
And if you've been through the Morris Recreation Center, you might have seen a big, huge plastic black wrap up there and loud noises, weird smells coming out from over there. That was them working on that. It's done. I believe by the end of the week it'll be open and set on.
Oh, well, that's really good news to know.
Yeah,
yeah,
so rock climbing
really works
yeah.
out. Yeah, it helps you work out a lot. Also, do some jumping. Jumping is like a huge calorie burner. Just jumping, you know, double dutch, jump rope, or Quidditch jumping. I don't know.
There you go.
Just jumping, like, for real. If you just jump for like 30 minutes, it burns like over 300 calories. Isn't that crazy?
Wow, yeah.
Crazy. So, yeah. I think I'm going to plan on going up and down stairs a lot. Just because I have to do that for, because I have a really weak leg.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I had a really bad quad muscle, so I have to go work on that. Man, I just don't look. I don't like climbing stairs, but, you know, I just got
to
work on those burritos.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'll be a good way to burn some calories.
Yeah. So if you have any other tips you'd like to give us, facebook.com/AlliancesAfterDarkRadio. And stay tuned. We've got some more awesome music here on your station.
Other business people to get information about the products and services they need. 30% of public radio listeners say they influence business purchases. You can talk to those decision makers with corporate underwriting on KETR. Call 903-513-9684 and let us help you make that connection.
Listen to the Marketplace Morning Reports, offering morning business news for the rest of us in the time it takes to drink your first cup of coffee. It's a great way to start your day with reports at 6:50, 7:50, and 8:50 during Morning Edition. Get a head start on your day with the Marketplace Morning Reports, weekday mornings on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Hi, I'm Rick Howard.
And I'm Stan the Man Kratchman,
your host for Big Band Stage Door Canteen.
Inviting you to join us each week for the finest big band music with notable artists such as Bobby Darin, Duke Ellington, Tex Beneke, Bob Crosby, Woody Herman, the Spitfire Band, and much, much more.
So join us for Big Band Stage Door Canteen each Monday night at 11 on your station, 88.9 KETR.
You're listening to Lions After Dark
with Insomnia
on your station,
88.9
KETR.
Down. Baby, I don't care. Keep it up and sound enough and bring it round.
You're listening to Lions After Dark
on your station,
88.9
KETR.
Am I better off dead? Am I better off a quitter? They say I'm better off now than I ever was with her. As they take me to my local down the street, I'm smiling but I'm dying, trying not to drag my feet. They say a few drinks will help me to forget her.
The script there with nothing on Lions After Dark. This is Gabby Estrada.
I'm Heather Hutchins.
And I'm David Bush, your favorite tri-host.
And Well, we're coming to a close here on the show, and we'd like to thank everybody for listening. Thanks, Mikey, for coming in with his weekly Power Play. And if you have any additional comments or anything, just let us know. Facebook.com/Lines of Dark Radio.
That's all, folks.
No, you were looking at me like you had something to say. You're just like staring at me like.
No, I just want to tell Commerce that I love each and every one of y'all.
And you
thank you for tuning in tonight.
To go to the rock wall, right?
That's absolutely right. Go to go check it out. It's built for you at your local Morris Recreation Center. So you might as well get over there and try it out and enjoy the new features on the wall.
That definitely sounds like something everybody is gonna. Definitely want to take a look at. If my leg was a little bit stronger, I would totally...
I was really surprised. See, I did not imagine it being that big when they
really?
Showed us the drawings. Cool. I got up close. I was like, whoa, that's pretty impressive.
I'm going to have to go over there and just take a look at it and then just wish that I could climb it.
Yeah,
well,
it sounds really cool.
You know, it's not just about the climbing. It's about the community, too. So come over there, check it out. Also, check out Outdoor Adventure. You know, we've always got some new stuff coming on. I have heard a sneak peek. That we may be doing a trip up by Alaska.
Oh, cool. That sounds really neat. I hope that happens.
So check us out.
Definitely. And make sure you tune in for the next segment or next show, Lions of the Dark, on Wednesday. And keep it here for further programming from your station, 88.9 KETR.
Yeah, I'm running through these like Trano. I got that devilish blue.